One of the early explorers of South Africa's ocean waters was Bartholomew Diaz. In 1487, when Diaz went around the Cape at the southern tip of the African continent, the wind and the waves were so violent that he was afraid his ship was going to shatter into pieces. He called the place the Cape of Storms. This was an appropriate name because this is now known as one of the deadliest places in the world for sailing ships. 10 years later, the Portuguese explorer Vasco da Gama changed the name to the Cape of Good Hope because he continued the journey and he was rewarded by making it all the way to India, which opened a whole new world to the people of Europe. He gained access to the jewels and the treasures of India. Everyone encounters storms in this life, but whether we consider this earthly voyage to be a life of storms or a life of good hope is largely dependent upon whether one has no hope beyond the grave, or whether by faith one sees the glorious redemption of eternity ahead of them at the end of the journey. When this life is over, do you want to go to heaven? If you answered yes to that question, my next question is, why? Do you want to go to heaven just because you don't want to go to hell? Do you want to go to heaven because you're thrilled about the prospect of living where the gates are pearls and the streets are gold? In Revelation 21, verse 21, John tells us that the gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. Most people who believe in God and Jesus express comfort in the thought of heaven. And that's certainly how heaven is described. Heaven is described in physical terms to help us understand that it's a place we want to be. Yet as we mature in Christ, the attraction of heaven changes. The attraction is not merely physical. The attraction is a spiritual attraction. The interest in things that might fascinate and impress grows weaker, while the longing to be with God grows stronger. I want to suggest to you that heaven is primarily about three things. Heaven is about seeing Jesus. Heaven is about worshiping with the heavenly host. And heaven is about being in the presence of God. Revelation 21 verses 3 and 4 tells us that God will dwell with us. John writes, beginning in verse 3, I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. We will live together. In this passage, we are shown a picture of an intimate relationship. God is the Father, and we, his children, are gathered to him. We are told that God will comfort us. He will wipe away our tears. All things that might mar our eternal bliss will be removed. As people grow up, they tend to become hardened to things. Life can be cruel. So when bad things happen, we sometimes learn to harden ourselves. Think back on the worst tragedy you've endured, that which brought you to your knees, something that took you to the depths of despair, where your heart burst and where your tears flowed freely. Remember how badly you wanted to be comforted? In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Christ can comfort you in all things, even now, if you'll soften your heart and allow him to give you comfort. You may say, I don't see how that could be true in this situation. But God will comfort and protect us even in this life. Things may not work out like we think they should. Things may not go just like we want them to. and they may not work according to when we think they should work out. But if we put our trust in God, they will be worked out in God's time, and they will be worked out in keeping with God's plan for our spiritual good. But our focus is on eternity. God will comfort us in this earthly journey like no one else can. And God will also comfort and protect us throughout eternity. The one who created all things and the one who can see us through all of life's storms is the one who will make all things right. There will be no more sorrow. There will be no more pain. There will be no more tears. There will be no more death. These things cannot exist in the presence of God. Can you picture that? Seeing God, being with Him for eternity, with the total absence of anything that causes sorrow? That encourages a life of hope. That is what heaven's about. And heaven is about seeing Jesus. Revelation 21, verses 22 and 23 says, I did not see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Chapter 22, verses 1 through 3 says, Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him. Imagine seeing the one who gave His life for me, for you. To look at Him, to be able to thank Him, to fully realize and appreciate His sacrifice, the sacrifice that made it possible for me to have hope, the sacrifice that made it possible for me to rise above my pettiness, to rise above the things I desire, the things that bring misery and turmoil within myself. Do you have anything like that in your life? The only reason that anyone will enjoy eternal life is because of Jesus' sacrifice. It is through His sacrifice that grace is extended to us. I will see Him. You will see Him. The one who made possible my presence there and your presence there. I will see Him. You will see Him. Can you picture that? Realizing the love He had for you. Seeing the one who died for you. That encourages a life of hope. That is what heaven's about. And heaven is about worshiping with the heavenly host. A host in this sense is simply a large number of people or beings. Revelation 4 verses 8 through 11 says, Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night they never stop, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they were created and have their being. Chapter 5, verses 11 through 14, John writes, Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. The four living creatures said Amen, and the elders fell down and worshipped. This is the picture of perfect worship, an innumerable host bowing in praise to God as he sits on his throne, worshiping God, our Creator, offering continual praise to the Lamb who was slain for you and for me. Heaven won't be a big party where everybody's focused on themselves and focused on having fun. Heaven will not be people sitting around waiting for the next person to arrive. Heaven will be eternal worship of God. Heaven will be a uniting of the people of God to do what ties them together in the first place, which is to serve God and to worship Him. Can you picture that? A spiritual host beyond count, all focused on God and on the Lamb, all worshiping them, you in that great scene, joining in that great scene. That encourages a life of hope. That is what heaven's about. A lady was teaching a children's Bible class, and she asked them, if I sold my house and my car, and if I had a big garage sale and gave away all my money to the church, would that get me into heaven? The children all answered, no. The teacher then asked, if I cleaned the church every day, mowed the yard, and kept everything neat and tidy, would that get me into heaven? Again, the answer was no. Then the teacher asked, well, if I was kind to animals and gave candy to all the children and loved everyone, would that get me into heaven? Once more, they all answered, no. Finally, the teacher inquired, well then, how can I get into heaven? A 5-year-old boy shouted, you gotta be dead. Well, the fact is, the little boy was right. That's what the Bible teaches. Jesus said in Luke 9, verses 23 and 24, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. In Galatians 2, verse 20, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And in Romans 6, verses 3 and 4, Paul said, all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Have you ever loved somebody so much? You enjoyed them so much that you wished you could just talk to them all the time. You just wanted to be with them all the time. That is what heaven's about. It's about wanting to always be in the presence of God. See how shallow it is to put the focus on pearly gates and streets of gold? Heaven is not about pearly gates, walls of jasper, precious stones, and streets of gold. Heaven is about being in the presence of Christ. Heaven is about being in the presence of God. Heaven is about being with the saved of all ages. Heaven is about relationship, fellowship with God and His children. May we long for the glory of heaven. May we long to be with God and with Christ and all the heavenly host for all eternity. May these thoughts and these promises help each of us to live a life of hope, looking forward to that great day of the Lord.